A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the Tenebeth of Mamre, as he sat in the entrance of his tent while the day was growing hot. Looking up, Abraham saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them, and bowing to the ground, he said, "Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Let some water be brought, that you may bathe your feet, and then rest yourselves under the tree. Now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food, that you may refresh yourselves, and afterward you may go on your way." The men replied, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hastened into the tent and told Sarah, "Quick, three measures of fine flour, knead it and make rolls." He ran to the herd, picked out a tender choice steer, and gave it to the servant, who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that had been prepared, and set these before the three men, and he waited on them under the tree while they ate. They asked Abraham, "Where is your wife Sarah?" He replied, "There in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filled up what is lacking in the affliction of Christ, on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister, in accordance with God's stewardship given to me, to bring to completion for you the word of God. The mystery hidden from ages and from generations past, but now it has been manifested in his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving. Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, today's readings call to hospitality. Abraham, in the first reading, begged three strangers to stay with him while he prepared food and drink. "Sir," he said, "if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring you a little food that you may refresh yourselves. And afterward, you may go on your way." The strangers promised him that his wife, Sarah, the barren wife, should be pregnant with a child in a year. And it was what happened. "Lord, show us what we might do." Hospitality. In today's gospel, Jesus is in Bethany, about 3 kilometers down from Jerusalem. It is a small village. This village was an oasis of peace and tranquility for Jesus. There, in the family of Martha and Mary, he has tranquility. He was at home. He was happy to feel welcome in their midst. There he can find Martha and Mary. Do we identify with one or the other? With Martha or Mary? between the two sisters, it is Martha who captures our attention. It is she who receives Jesus. It is also Martha who does the cooking and the serving. Martha resembles a little bit the Good Samaritan who spared no effort last Sunday to come to the help of a man who had been wounded by the bandit on the road to Jericho. Martha, my dear brothers and sisters, also resembles Abraham, who we see in the first reading. He received the three visitors who were passing by. Martha is the side of me or you that want to do something. Martha represents the action part of the church that does justice. As we hear in the responsorial psalm, he who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. If this is the case, then doing justice should allow us that sense of God's presence. And then, surprisingly, something seems to go wrong and Jesus finds fault with Martha for being worried and agitated about many things. Our Lord Jesus Christ even tells her that she has not chosen the better part. Why does our Lord Jesus Christ do that? An African proverb goes that you have no right to shout at a woman while she is cooking. While trying to understand today's gospel, my dear brothers and sisters, we can note that Martha is a little bit like us, busy doing many things, sometimes good things, but most of the time, useless things. But it is hard to have time to listen to others. We do not find time to stop and listen to others. With our worries for productivity and social status weighing heavily upon us, we are very much like Martha. Many of us, my dear brothers and sisters, do not even bother to say good morning, good afternoon to others. How many couples or friends or relatives tend to break apart because they have no more time left for each other? And what is suffering when the two spouses, after just a few years of marriage, have nothing to say to each other and become total strangers? Today's gospel reminds us of our duty to sit down, to listen, to talk, to take time to leave. Instead of asking Mary to help her, Martha asked Jesus to intervene. What Jesus disapproves in Martha is not her hard work, nor the warmth of her welcome, but the irritation that seems to go with whatever she does. "Lord," she said, "do you not care that my sister had left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me," she says. Why should it be always the same people who do the job? Is what Martha means. We can understand today's situation by reading in between the lines. Martha is centered on her own self. She is a prisoner of a household duty. She is on edge, and we feel her nervousness and even the touch of jealousy in her behavior. Her attitude, my dear brothers and sisters, is not that of one who listens. Our Lord Jesus Christ reproaches Martha for being worried and distracted about many things. Mary, on the contrary, is presented to us as a model, as somebody who is receptive and attentive to the guest. She listened to Jesus. Of course, there should be someone in the house to hold the room and prepare the meal. But there is something essential that one should not forget. The guest, my dear brothers and sisters, the guest who is received into the house also has the need to give, the need to talk, the need to feel at ease. Otherwise, he remains a stranger. It is then Mary and not Martha who has been attentive to the need of Jesus and has known to receive the guest. It is she and not Martha who in fact resembles Abraham receiving his visitors and standing by to listen to them. It is Mary who in truth resembles the Good Samaritan of last Sunday who knew how to take care of the need of a wounded man on the road to Jericho. My dear brothers and sisters, the gospel presents to us a Mary enveloped in silence, sitting at the feet of the Lord like a disciple. She listened to his word. She is a devotee of the Lord. Jesus said that Mary has chosen the better part and that will not be taken away from her. She will become the apostle of the apostles. It is to her that the risen Christ will appear first and will send her to the apostles to announce the good news. A new world has come. Our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us today the balance between interiority and exteriority, between action and contemplation, a balance between the service of the world and the service of the table. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants to point out the contemplation as another way of inheriting eternal life. Hospitality is one of today's scriptural messages. Hospitality, suffering with Jesus, and doing justice are all parts of the gospel, and they come together when we keep our eyes open for those who pass by our tent. But all this is supposed to be rooted into the prayer if we want them to last and to bear many good fruits. May our Lord Jesus Christ help each of us. Amen.